hturners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Ricky Acosta talks about the need for us to not only stir up our spirit, but also take heed to the sense of life and peace in our spirit in the midst of our daily living.
Our human spirit is the key to the experience of Christ and the mark of God's economy. Every experience of Christ is actually an experience in and of the two spirits, that is, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and our spirit, our human spirit. We need to contact God the Spirit in our spirit. But the question then is, how do we actually use our spirit? How do we exercise our spirit to touch God the Spirit? Today, in this broadcast, we'd like to continue our fellowship on the exercise of our spirit by talking about these two aspects, stirring up our spirit and taking heed to our spirit. On the one hand, we do need to stir up our spirit. On the other hand, we also need to pay attention to the feelings in our spirit, the sense of the Spirit in our spirit. In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 7, it says, "And there is no one who calls upon your name, who stirs himself up to lay hold of you." Here, it talks about stirring ourselves up by calling on the name of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, calling on the Lord, this practice, this wonderful life practice, is such a practical way for us to stir up our spirit and lay hold of the Lord and contact the Lord. I hope that our day is filled with calling on the name of the Lord. It says in 1 Corinthians 12:3 that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. So when we call on the Lord, when we declare Jesus is Lord, this is a practical way to get into our spirit, to turn to our spirit, and to exercise our spirit. Also in Romans 10, it says that the Lord of all is rich to all who call on his name. So we need this kind of practice of stirring ourselves up, stirring up our spirit by calling on the Lord, also by praying or by prayer reading or by giving thanks to the Lord. In 2 Timothy, it mentions that we need to fan into flame the gift of God which is in us. That's 1 Timothy 1:6. We need to fan into flame. And then verse 7 follows by saying, "For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness." To fan the gift of God into flame is very much related to our human spirit. Brothers and sisters, we need to fan ourselves into flame, to fan our spirit into flame by calling on the Lord, praying, prayer reading. Another good way to stir ourselves up and to fan into flame is by telling the Lord over and over that we love him. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I love you. All day long, we should tell the Lord how much we love him. Also, singing is a good way to stir up our spirit and to fan into flame. And also, meeting with others, whether in your vital group, in your small group, or your campus meeting, or by attending the church meetings. All these practices help to stir our spirit up, and they help us to stir ourselves up to lay hold of the Lord and to contact the Lord. So we surely need these aspects, these helps in the exercise of our spirit. On the other hand, brothers and sisters, in addition to this, we also need to take heed to our spirit. That is, to pay attention to the feelings that we have in our spirit. Romans 8:6 says, For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Here we have a very wonderful window into the experience of our human spirit, and that is through the word peace. The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Of course, we know that the mind set on the Spirit is life, but that may be abstract. What is life? But it says not only that the mindset on the Spirit is life, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Peace is very practical. We know whether we have peace or not. We know when our inward being is peaceful, and we need to pay attention to that. We can use our physical stomach as a kind of illustration. How do you know your stomach? Of course, we all believe that we have a stomach. However, not very many of us has ever actually seen our stomach. How do you know your stomach? You know it by the feelings that it gives you. In a normal day, several times a day, some feeling will start up in your stomach to tell you, I'm hungry, you need to feed me. Well, we need to pay attention to those feelings. There are other times when the stomach gives us different feelings, feelings of discomfort. Maybe we either ate too much or we ate something that was not so good for us. Then we have to act accordingly and take heed or pay attention to the feelings that the stomach is giving us. In the same way, where is our spirit? We've never seen our spirit, but the spirit gives us some feelings, and we need to pay attention to, or we need to go along with the feelings in our spirit. In his book, The Knowledge of Life, Brother Witness Lee gives us some very good fellowship and very practical fellowship concerning these matters of the sense of life and the sense of death that are mentioned in Romans 8:6. I'd like to read a few lines from chapter 7. All the consciousness of life in this spirit enables us to know this spirit. When we walk by setting our mind on this spirit, and when our actions and deeds are according to this spirit, the life in this spirit will cause us to have the consciousness of this life. Since this life is of God, fresh and lively, strong with power, bright and holy, real and not empty, the sense of this life surely will make us sense the presence of God. Thus, we will feel fresh and lively, strong with power, bright and holy, real and not empty. When we have such feelings, we know we are minding the Spirit, walking according to the Spirit, and living in the Spirit. Such feelings are the sense of life in our spirit, or the consciousness of our spirit of life, leading us from within to walk according to the Spirit and live by the Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, this is very practical. When we have the sense within of being fresh and lively and strong and bright, we should realize we are exercising our spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, this is very practical. When within we feel fresh and lively, strong and with power and bright, we should realize we are in the Spirit and we're walking according to the Spirit. But as soon as we lose those feelings, as soon as we feel darkness, emptiness, weakness, we should realize we're not in the Spirit and we need to change our way. We need to change our behavior, maybe our speaking, and we need to come back to restore that fresh sense in our spirit. This is the way to walk according to the Spirit. This is the way to take heed to our spirit and to pay attention to the feelings in our spirit. So you see, It's not good enough that maybe in the morning time with the Lord or in the church meetings, we stir up our spirit, we exercise our spirit, yet in our daily life, we're not paying attention to the feeling in our spirit. Another verse I'd like to share with you is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 13 says, this is written by Paul, I had no rest in my spirit, for I did not find Titus, my brother. This, again, is very practical. Rest in my spirit. I had no rest in my spirit. Because Paul did not have rest in his spirit, he did not go according to the outward environment. There was a kind of open door for him, for the gospel. This is something very good. But because he had no rest in his spirit, he felt he could not proceed. Even in the things of the Lord, we must take care of the rest in our spirit. All the more, saints, in our daily life, do we have rest in our spirit? When we're at school with our friends, when we're studying, when we're watching television, when we're out with our friends, do we have rest in our spirit? When our parents call us to take care of something at home, what is our reaction? After our reaction, do we have rest in our spirit? This is the central point. We need to take heed to our spirit by paying attention to that inner sense. Do you have rest in your spirit? On one hand, we do need to stir up our spirit by calling on the Lord and by praying and singing and giving thanks. On the other hand, we need to take heed to the sense in our spirit. Take heed to our spirit by following that inner sense. In 1 Kings, we have a very interesting account regarding Elijah. This is 1 Kings 19, verses 11 and 12. And he said, this is Jehovah said to Elijah, go out and stand upon the mountain before Jehovah. And suddenly Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle, quiet voice. A gentle, quiet voice. You see, brothers and sisters, very often the Lord is not in the outward environment, not in the excitement around us. The Lord is actually with us in a gentle, quiet way. We need to pay attention to the gentle, quiet voice. And the King James Version, it talks about a still, small voice. That is also what we call the anointing that's in our spirit. This is the practical way to exercise our spirit. In our daily life, we have many opportunities to exercise our spirit by taking heed to this gentle, quiet voice. The Lord may speak to us to call one of the brothers or sisters who hasn't come to the meeting for some time. The Lord may speak to us, say something for me, to share the gospel with a friend. Or the Lord may just speak to us, stop this activity, go to study. Throughout the day, the Lord can be very, very practical to us. We just need to take heed to the gentle, quiet voice, to the Lord speaking in our spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Lord does need age turners. The Lord needs a built-up group of young people who will cooperate with him to turn the age. But I hope that we realize that for the Lord to gain a group of young people that are one with him, we must learn to pay attention to the gentle, quiet voice, to take heed to the sense in our spirit. This is the practical way to be one with him. then the Lord could use us as his channel vessels in this age. May the Lord bless you and lead you into many daily experiences of himself in your spirit. Well, that's all for this time. In our next broadcast, we will get into some more details of our daily life to show you how we can exercise our spirit in our daily life, especially by the exercise of our conscience. Lord Jesus, we love you. Make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.